I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The umbrella term documentary keeps unfurling ever wider. These days, it's likely to mean an impassioned polemic or provocation a la Michael Moore or Al Gore. Yet calm historical narratives can be full of roiling passions. That's the case in Deep Water, an enthralling documentary about an Englishman named Donald Crowhurst who set off in 1968 on a solitary, nonstop circumnavigation of the globe. He was a quixotic figure in a race sponsored by the Sunday Times, a Sunday sailor attempting a feat that no adventurer had ever achieved. By the time Crowhurst left his wife and young children behind in the seaside town of Teignmouth, he'd taken leave of at least one of his senses. Common sense would have told him that, unlike his seasoned competitors, he lacked sufficient skill to pit himself against the implacable fury of the Southern Ocean. This was long before the era of global positioning satellites and pinpoint navigation. He also lacked aptitude for the months of physical and spiritual isolation that lay ahead. What's more, his innovative but hastily constructed trimaran had already capsized and sprung a series of alarming leaks. But he needed money to provide for his family. The newspaper was offering £5,000 for the fastest voyage, and he craved celebrity, so he persevered. When he finally realized that he'd embarked on a suicide mission, Don Crowhurst chose another course with stunning consequences. The film's directors, Louise Osmond and Jerry Rothwell, have brought together a wealth of material and orchestrated it with uncommon expertise. In fascinating interviews set in the present, we see Crowhurst's wife, Claire, and one of their sons, Simon, both of them still sorting out their hurt and anger, still trying after almost 40 years to comprehend why the man they loved did what he did. We see and hear Crowhurst at sea, playing to the 16-millimeter camera and tape recorder with which he documented part of his adventure. A French yachtsman in the race, Bernard Moitessier, tells his camera, "On the boat you can discover who you really are." As Crowhurst's situation grows desperate, the scope of the film expands, from a good yarn to a haunting, complex tale of self-promotion, media madness, self-delusion, and finally self-destruction. Having discovered who he was not, the Sunday sailor passed his point of no return. Documentaries don't have to be feature-length to tell epic tales. 3 decades ago, The Flight of the Gossamer Condor, a 27-minute film directed by Ben Shedd, won a richly deserved Oscar for its thrilling account of how the California inventor and scientist Paul B. McCready built the first aircraft to fulfill the dream of human-powered flight. It only weighed 70 pounds, and it was powered by a bicycle racer pedaling furiously inside a mylar-shrouded cockpit. McCready died earlier this week after a long and illustrious career. Until last week, the film that celebrates him was available, if at all, only as a fuzzy, out-of-print VHS tape through collectors or online auctions. But now the Condor flies again in a 30th anniversary DVD that's being sold online at gossamercondor.com. All one word, gossamercondor.com. The disc is resplendent thanks to digital remastering in HD. Yet its essential brilliance lies in the inventiveness of McCready and his team, in their eagerness to learn from successive failures, and in the broad-winged Condor itself, a thing of fragile beauty but a timeless monument to the man who made the dream a reality. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.